¿Se escucha?
Can you hear me? Chairperson, thank you very much for giving me the floor, especially to address, or in spite of the facts of technical issues we had yesterday, which are yet another reason for which Argentina believes that these virtual meetings are not the most fitting channel for us to have multilateral meetings, which should be replaced with on-site ones. Turning our attention now to the document under consideration, paragraphs 41 and 85 specifically, it is important to underscore the importance of providing means of implementation. By that I mean technologies, capacity training, finances, from developed countries to developing countries. And with that in mind, I would like to underscore that capacity building, developing know-how, and technology transfer should be for the benefit of developing countries by addressing their particular needs for assistance, covering all the aforementioned aspects, and in line with the 2030 Agenda and Sustainable Development Goals. For example, 17.1, 17.2, 17.3, 17.7, 17.9, and so on. After some of the terms that have been mentioned and whose scope has not yet been reached and agreed upon, I believe that they should be in line with agreed upon instruments such as those from the FAO, the UN, the 2030 Agenda, the World Trade Organization, and the Addis Ababa Agreement. Examples of these are economic incentives, such as those found in paragraph 49. There, we should clarify the scope of such economic incentives and ensure that these incentives are in line with the World Trade Organization's standards, particularly the Agreement on Agriculture, by avoiding any kind of distortion in production and trade. On the stabilization of food costs, and we do not know its scope, and it is a matter that is of most importance for other fora, such as those of the FAO, the SNUL should not prejudge such debates. And the FAO, they have agreed to refer to assist to limit the excessive volatility of food prices in line with the 2030 Agenda. On green financing, in paragraph 54, we should include instead sustainable financing. On sustainable and intelligent financing, in paragraphs 85 and 94, we should simply say sustainable organizing. As for green and sustainable recovery, in paragraph 87, we should say inclusive and sustainable recovery in line with recent UN resolutions on the same topic, such as 74/306 in paragraph 55. As such, we would include in a balanced way the economic, social, and environmental components of recovery without giving one pillar priority over the remaining ones, as part of the commitment that we have taken on in 214 by countries. Given that each country should draft and implement their own indices, indicators, and drought monitoring and surveillance systems, and the post-facto analysis of the imbalance between current drought monitoring from a meteorological standpoint, vis-à-vis the better progress of monitoring drought from an ecosystems-based view, and the effects of this phenomenon, not simply in the area of productivity. Well, though I agree with the need of improving know-how in this area, we must also request support so that countries can have pilot projects for early warning systems to improve their theoretical approaches, which would include new impact indicators and delayed impact of drought in a whole variety of different ecosystems. Thank you, sir.